America, America, America. What's going on? Welcome to Kicking It with Six Eyes, ATL, and the crew. What's going on, America? How's everyone doing?
Great, great. It's your boy DJ ATLS. What's up, Six Eyes? We back on the air, man. We back. We back. What's up, everybody?
Yes,
the crew.
Boy,
what's going
we
on?
Got all... Woo.
I heard a queen. Who's that?
Afternoon.
Good afternoon. Is that Ms. Clayton?
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
I am blessed by the best. Can't worry with the rest and be stressed with a whole lot of mess, not in 2024.
Yeah, you are so right.
How are you
doing?
How you all doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. Doing good, yes. Ma'am.
Thank you for your prayer. Thank you for your prayers for my family, your
yes,
homegrown services. Of my niece and the homegrown services of my cousin. Thank you all for your prayers from the Success Radio Network. Thank you.
Yes, yes, ma'am. You know we got you and we love you.
Yes, I love you all as well. Thank you.
Yes. You just sit back, relax, and just know that your niece, your cousin, they're that much closer.
Yes.
And energy never dies. Energy never dies. They're forever with you.
Yes.
And
yes.
Remember, when you smile, they smile. When you eat, they eat.
Yes.
And just
yes.
Try to smile. And like I said, hold on to those memories because they definitely remember you and you remember them.
Amen. Amen.
And we're here for you.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. I also want to send... I'd love that to Brother AJ. Thank
yes.
you. Today is the day his mom as well. So,
yeah.
yes,
his
sir.
Mom's heavenly
yes.
birthday.
Yes,
yes.
Sir.
Yes.
Yes.
Same for you, brother. When you
yes.
smile, she smiles. When you eat, he eats.
That's right.
Just continue to smile, and keep doing what you're doing. We got you here at the 6 Hours
Amen.
Radio Network.
Amen. Praise God.
Yes. Yes. So we had a little bit of snow today, but
oh wow,
cool. Yeah, a little bit of snow. Now for those who live in Florida, they don't know no such thing.
None of that. Y'all can have this cold that we got, this rain.
Yeah, it's about. Let's see, Alexa, what's the temperature?
Right now, it's 36 degrees Fahrenheit.
I said, what's the temperature in Florida, Tallahassee?
Now, let's rub it in. Alexa, what's the temperature in Tallahassee, Florida?
Right now, in Tallahassee, Florida, it's 56 degrees Fahrenheit. Tonight, it's
at the
low of
42
degrees.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
You see?
That's cold for Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Even
you know, it was a couple.
Cold in People think it don't get cold in Florida. It gets cold in Florida. We get down.
It was a couple years back. I'm trying to think. I know you remember this because it was a bunch of geckos freezing, falling out the trees, and it was like geckos everywhere.
You're right.
Yes.
You are so right. Yes, sir. And you know if
those
geckos get cold and falling and freezing.
Yeah. when geckos started falling from the trees and just everywhere in the lawns on the street, it's cold.
It's cold. That's right. That's right.
It is definitely cold. So, today marks 3 years for the insurrection.
Wow.
The infamous insurrection.
It sure does.
Yeah. And, you know, that particular day, you know, when powers to be going into the other hands, I mean, Trump would not concede. He would not concede.
Yes.
And this is where he wanted those other 100,000 votes, you know, when he called up the governor and he said, look, I need 100,000 votes. And I know you can do it.
I know you can do it.
And that right there, that phone call, you know. So now he's scrambling. The 91 charges, but they have not stuck. Because if there's a crowd of people, and I tell everybody, hey, go and get me a large cup of coffee. Now, I'm just saying, go get me a large cup of coffee. If these people go and choose to get me a large cup of coffee without paying for it, I only said get a large cup of coffee.
That's right.
Now, he said, you know, we're going to march, we're going to protest. He never said go and wreck the state capitol. He never said that.
Right.
He said we will not back down, and we're going to demonstrate. We're going to protest. Now that's all he said.
Right.
Those people took it upon themselves to go and destroy the Capitol. I mean, you had people going in there breaking windows. You had people kicking in doors, sitting at desks with their feet up, stealing computers, stealing stationery, all kinds of things. You know, and a couple people lost their lives. You know, security guards lost their lives. You know, it never should come to that. It never should come to that, to where lives are being lost.
That's right.
You know, if you had the time to be in office, and you know, you are no longer the president, concede and move on.
And move on.
You know?
Yes, sir.
So now it's an issue, you know, that Sam Biden is getting a little bit older, you know, signs of dementia, alleged signs of dementia. And, you know, next in line is Kamala Harris. Now, me personally, man has ran this world since the beginning of the time. You know, with George Washington being our first president. Yeah, George Washington was our first president. And then we had Lincoln, and then so on, so on, so on. Okay. But a woman is going to run the country from a loving, nurturing place, because that's what you ladies are. You're loving and nurturing. So we've seen how the men have done it. I would truly like to see a woman in power. I think a woman in power would do great. You know? Because if man is secure within himself, I mean, why not? You know, a mother never gets time off. So she's forever a mother, so she's forever loving and nurturing. So therefore, to run the country from a woman perspective, through the eyes of a woman, I think that'd be great. I think that'd be great. Because one thing you know, before she does for anybody else, she's going to make sure home is taken care of. So if you got home taken care of, then she may venture abroad and help, you know, outside the country. But she's going to make sure the U.S. of A is taken care of.
Right.
And
right.
I'm looking forward to the day, you know. You know, now it's our prayer that Biden holds up and stays strong. But if she just gets a little bit comfortable in her role, I think she'll fare good. And with that, I'm complete. What does anybody else think?
Well, I this is Evangelist Clayton, and I think that she would do well. I think that she would do well I know that God has always put man that says honor thy father and thy mother. He's always put man ahead because man's supposed to be destroying his head. But then also we look at Deborah. Look at Deborah. Deborah led the military. You know, she led the military. A woman led the military and won, which man messed up royalty, just messed up royalty, and it took Deborah to lead the military into a win, you know, won the war. Amen. Uh-huh. To God be the best. So I'm confident in Kamala Harris being the president. I'm comfortable, you know, if Hillary Clinton had a state ran in the course, I think that she would have done well, but she bailed out. She bailed out. And so I think that Kamala is one that will stand, and I don't think she'll bail out and let it fall into the hands of our world being flipped upside down. And how flipped up can we get than what we are today? You know, and I know that we're standing on prayer and standing. He said, united that we stand and divided that we fall. And I think the unity will come gravely with Kamala Harris. I think the unity of bondage will come. And that's what we have to start with self. We have to have that confidence of self to believe that we can conquer and we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us if we band together. But if we don't band together, division will continue to rise and act of unjust will still be done. If we don't stand for something, we'll fall for anything. We'll fall for anything. But we have to stand and we can't give up because the roads get rough and look tough down ahead of it. You know, a winner, the dog in the fog or the dog in the in whatever. You know, because the dog cast his eyes over on the bone because somebody throwed a bone, the turtle won. So that's how we have to be. We have to win, you know, and we have to keep our eyes on the problem solver and not the problem. And I think if we do that, I think we'll do well and we'll gain back. We'll gain back all that we have lost, just as Job gained back all that he had lost. He's lost his family, his children. He lost all of his cattle. So I think that we'll gain back all that we lost, and I think we'll gain it back double. And we band together, united we stand. We got to stand. And we got to surely stand on the word of God. We can't do anything without God. If we try to do it on our own, we're going to mess up royalty. But if we put God to head and not to tail, I think we'll be okay. I think it will be wonderful. Amen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you just dropped some jewels. And that's how it is. You know, when man steps in there and try to do, he messes up. Let God be the pilot.
Mm-hmm.
Let him be your GPS. He's my pilot in GPS.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get in that cockpit. I let God drive the plane. Not drive the plane, fly the plane,
right.
And I let him drive the car.
That's it. That's it.
He knows where he's taking you.
That's
he knows.
It. That's it. He knows. He knows. Mm-hmm. He knows it all. So.
Absolutely.
I tell you.
Words. All right. Mm-hmm.
Did you want to say something?
Yeah, this is DJ ATL. I'm just chiming in on your phone. As far as y'all talking about Miss Kamala Harris is highly qualified to be the president of the United States of America. Mm-hmm. She knows every law that's probably tainted to what you can't do, what you can do, what you can say. She's highly, highly, highly educated. She's more highly educated than even Joe Biden himself including Obama, to be honest with you, as far as the laws concerned, the things that she could do. So, again, the problem here that I keep trying to explain to nobody, running the United States government, she could run it with her eyes closed because how educated she is on that. So there's no problem with that if Joe gets sick or whatever. The White House is in good hands when you talk about the laws and things that can be done and what can't be done. She has that nullification of that. That's why she was brought in as the VP to run for vice president just in case because of her qualifications. She was way overqualified than a lot of other people that usually run for the vice president. So just with that said, that's enough to shut everybody up. You can shut up right there. Everything that you probably want to say negative about her, you can, but it's not going to stand on water when you're talking about people knowing what to do. As far as their predecessor, Trump, he didn't know none of the stuff that she knows. So just give your understanding, even Pence. So please, everyone, stop trying to put these people into a box when they're not in a box. Now, getting back to where our society is right now, because what people probably, I know there's a lot of people on the fence, some people are not going to vote, some people don't want to vote, people don't care. I just want everybody to know about the Project 2025. Project 2025 and Agenda 47. I'm bringing that up right now. If you're not aware of anything that's going on, and you probably say you're thinking that everything is good, I still need you to go look that up and read that, because it's going to tell you a lot what's going on in our society right now. Women just lost their right to have a choice in this world of when they bring a child into this world. Man is standing over trying to tell them how to run their body, which he should not be in position to do. Right now, we got two big things, and we ain't been on for 3 weeks. I've been on for 3 weeks, and this has been a very passionate story, a very sad story. Actually, it came out of Cleveland, where you guys at, whichever, y'all probably already know the story. A young lady had gave birth to a dead fetus because she couldn't get an abortion because the child was miscarriage. They tried to lock her up. They actually put her in prison, y'all.
How are they going to lock her up for a miscarriage?
For giving birth to having a dead baby because she could not get the procedures done because the child was already pronounced dead before she had a dead fetus because they're not allowing people to go get abortions. Next thing, we had another lady in Cleveland, which I believe in Cleveland, who needed something done for abortion because her child's miscarriage was already dead. She died. This has been going on all over this country. Yeah. This is big. This is what's been going on. Yes, this has been going on. And it's very sad that we sit up here right now in America and we talk about rights, talk about freedom. We talk about people. I would never disrespect no woman and tell a woman how she should have her child or how she come across, because that's her body. She should have that choice. That's her choice. That's her choice. She knows her body. She knows it. We should not be dictating to her about how she should die. Now, just let me just put this in perspective for everybody right now, because this right now that's going on could be coming to your doorstep to every one of you. I don't care if you're a MAG, Republican. I don't care. If you got a child, and your child is a girl, and she's about to have a child, she can't get the procedures done because bureaucrats up in Congress say she's got to have that baby and she passes, let her pass on your hour. I don't care who you are. You would have a fit. You would want these laws changed. You would want to know why this happened and how this became to be. So I just want people to hear my voice through this. Y'all need to do what's right. Y'all need to vote whoever y'all can to try to get these women back in store to Roe versus Wade, because it still should be their decision. Nobody should be telling them how they should run their body.
Okay? And I just want to say that to part right there. And I'm going to pass, and I'm going to go ahead and sign off and let you guys talk.
Yeah, they never should have changed that anyway because – go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. They should,
They never should have changed that law anyway because the reality is we as men do not have to go through 9 months of pregnancy. Do you realize the whole woman's body changes? That's 9 months that they have to endure morning sickness, so many different changes that she has to go through. That's a lot. That is a lot. And we don't know the first thing about a labor pain. I think when it comes to that, that should be decided upon a woman. You know, that's just me. I think because they know. I mean, they know. I mean, they're not in our business. So why are we trying to tell them how to run their body?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? So I don't agree with that, you know. But this is why we have to get out here and vote. And it's issues like this. Everybody think the primary, who's going to be the next president. It's these other issues that are overlooked that's not voted upon. And this is why these issues get passed. Okay, well, hey, no one can get an abortion now, you know. They say the first time they detect a heartbeat, that's considered life. So you can't abort the baby.
Mm-hmm.
But what about if the woman is violated and there's a rape? What about that? You mean to tell me that she has to have this baby and have a reminder of the person that did it? I mean, I think that's crazy. You know? Why would you put her through that? You know? That's the most craziest thing in the world. So if a woman, and God forbid, if a woman is to get raped, she has to have the baby? Does that make sense to any of y'all?
Wow.
That makes sense to me.
And, you know, too, just to add an addition, and you're right, men don't know what us women have to go through. We have to go to prenatal care. We have to go to WIC appointments. We have to go to appointments with our baby doctor. We have to go through so many things. We have to go through the swelling, the changing of the body changing, you know, and so, you know, you just have to go through so much. And then for a woman to have a miscarriage not of her own, then you want to lock her up or imprison her because she had a miscarriage, and you consider that to be what, murder? How is that? How do you get that? What do they come about doing that at? What do they come about doing that to lock you up because you had a miscarriage?
That's,
you know,
crazy.
That is very crazy. I know that Lockley is on, and I don't know if they are unmuted or not.
Check the phone lines, please.
Yes, they have not pressed 1, so I cannot press 1 to come in. Press 1, and I can bring you in. If you're not pressing 1, I can't bring you in.
Anybody that wants to speak, press the 1, please. And once again, Happy New Year. Happy 2024. Anything that happened in 2023, we're leaving behind. We're back on air. That's all that matters, okay?
Amen.
Leaving in 2023.
Yeah, may I speak? This Tony.
Yes, you may. Who's this?
This is Brother Tony.
Brother
out
Tony,
of Charlotte, North
doing,
Carolina. Hey, Six.
How you doing?
I'm grateful. I'm feeling grateful, man.
Fit.
And you say what?
I was saying, Mr.
Clay?
I was saying, Mr. Six, I was. Go ahead.
Well, I call him Brother Six. But I'm
not talking to you. I wasn't talking to you.
I was speaking. I was speaking, you know, when you said what you said, Evangelist Clayton. I just want to say this, and I agree with everything I've heard, and I would just want to say that a woman, she death crosses her body also, you know, when she's giving birth to a child, you know, so she can lose her life by giving birth. You know, it's an honor, you know, for these females to have babies. And no man, I agree with everything. I don't want to repeat. But, yeah, I'm good on that. Y'all go ahead. I just wanted to add that to y'all's conversation.
Yeah, and you're right, man. I mean, I know my mother almost lost her life trying to have me. Yeah. You know, so I knew I'm a miracle baby. I'm definitely a miracle baby. You know, and like I said, it's a lot for a woman to go through, man. I mean, and she needs to be as stress-free as possible.
Yes,
with pregnancy.
Yes.
Because if not, right, man, you know, all that energy is going into that baby. You want that baby to come out healthy, too. So it's just a lot to consider, man. And how's everybody's mental? We forgot to do that. How's everybody's mental doing?
Queens first.
Evangelist Clayton.
I was sending a message to the locker.
Hey guys, before y'all go in, again, anybody that wants to speak, press one. If you want to say, press one so I can bring you in. Press one so I can bring you in. All right, go ahead, Ms. Angela Clayton.
Amen. I give honor to our Father, His Son, and the Holy Spirit. I just thank God for another opportunity that God has given us to speak. He give us life and He give us breath. I just thank God for the breath of life. My mental sits about at a six, because I have a lot on my plate, you know, but in the midst of it all, God is in charge, so I'm leaning and I'm dependent on Christ Jesus. And I just thank God for being here with you all, and thank God for each and every one of you in your respectable place. And I give God the glory and the praise. I'm completed.
Okay. Any other queens?
Yes. Hello, everyone. This is Cindy Lockley out of Tallahassee, Florida. And I'm the wife of Leslie Lockley, who's also out of Tallahassee, Florida. This is a very good conversation. I just don't know what to say about that. I don't agree with it. I've never known this was going on, and it can be hard to find the right words to say to comfort someone who's experiencing this type of grief. But my goodness, you know, but many people say that just having the loss, you know, the knowledge of it is just helpful. But, you know, I'm very sorry to hear the loss about the baby, what's going on, and we do need to take a stand so we can get the rights to have that not been done to anyone else. And I'm just grateful and thankful to be here and just in time to hear this. I didn't know anything like this was going on, and I'm completely.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, and definitely good to hear your voice. Happy New Year. Happy 2024.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, and how is Pirelli doing?
Pirelli, he's doing good. I was just about to ask you about Baby Diamond and got another one that quick.
Trumpet. Trumpet is doing good. Trumpet has been celebrating. He's had his first Christmas. He had his first Thanksgiving. He had Christmas, and he had his first New Year's. His picture's up there on the wall. On Facebook.
Oh, okay. I got to check that out then. Seen a picture of Pirelli to Ms. Carriffin, Nicole Carriffin.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. If you get a chance to see it.
No. Is it on the, did you put it on the Six Eyes Radio Network group?
No, I need to do that. I sent to Mr. Kale. Okay.
Yeah, if you can put it on the Six Eyes Radio Network group page, that would be great.
Yes, sir. Okay, thank
yes,
you.
Ma'am. Yes,
and,
ma'am.
And happy late Christmas to you, and happy New Year, late New Year to you and your family also.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And if there is no other queens, Mr. Lockley, welcome, sir.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing, sir?
I'm blessed, and I'm doing great also.
Okay.
Is Queen there? Right.
No. No, not yet.
Oh.
Thank you all for filing my prompt. Thank you for filing my text. I knew y'all were there, but you all hadn't pressed one, so thank you.
Thank you. Yes,
mm-hmm.
thank you for
giving
this question.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I'm Leslie Rossell. I'm from out of Tallahassee, Florida. And my mentor is about 8. And I'm glad to be able to listen to the show tonight. And always happy to hear about the show going on. And I hate to hear about the things that the women are going through these days. And and we have to continue to pray, pray and pray.
Amen.
And God will work out miracles.
Yes, sir.
I'll put my faith in the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, sir. You know, and this I love when wisdom comes to the show. I love, you know, Evangelist Clayton, the Lockleys, you know, Godfather. I love when wisdom comes, you know. And I always said, you know, when we have moments like this, you know, myself, I can't speak for everybody else, but I like to sit at your feet and just learn, listen and learn.
Okay. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you.
Yeah.
Bless you, Mr. Fitz.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to be here, You know, every second and every minute is not promised to none of us. So we just grateful and appreciative of those twins that stand in the midst of all of us. Grace and mercy stands on behalf of us. And so it just gives us great pleasure to be in your presence, to see what God is doing in your presence and what God has led. And I take my hat and my shoes off to you, you know, and I tell you the same thing that I tell Brother AJ, you know, your mother's looking down upon you, and Brother AJ, she's looking down upon you all, and they are so proud of you all to where you all are at today and what you all are doing today, you know, and the wisdom and the knowledge that they equip you all with is phenomenal. It's phenomenal, and for you to continue to do the work that you promised your mom and that you started out doing, and for her to be sitting at all four corners, the north, the south, the east, and the west, you know, that smiling, looking down and smiling upon you all. So it just gives me great pleasure to just be in the presence of God's children, no matter what, you know. And so we're on a journey of learning, you know, we don't know everything, but we know what we know. And then when you know, he always tells us to honor our mother. It don't matter whether they black, white, polka dot, free, green, earth, Latino, Puerto Rico, whatever the case may be. It doesn't make a difference. We have to honor, respect, you know. So, you know, when we can't do that, something is valuably wrong in the picture. But I'm grateful to be in the present with you tonight, and to see 2024 come in. God gifted us, and he gave us those two twins to stand on behalf of us, and that's grace and mercy. So I'm grateful to see the performance of the work that you're doing, and your mother, your mom and Papa Six Eyes, and are smiling and looking down upon you. So keep striving and keep persevering. And always carry these three letters with you, P-U-S-H. keep praying until something happens. Don't give up, but you stand. Pray, aim high, and stay focused. Stay focused no matter what comes, what may go, no matter who comes and who may go. Stand, pray, aim high, and stay focused. Stay focused and don't lose focus. Keep your eyes on the prize winner, on the winner. We can look at the problem, but we have to watch the problem solver to solve every situation and every circumstance in his time, in his time. So I'm just grateful to be here, and God bless you, and may the Lord continue to look down upon you and add no sorrows, but let the Lord continue to bless you immensely in what you're doing. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. And I'm honored. I'm honored for your presence, the Deluxe's presence. I'm honored. Thank you. And I will continue to keep the Six Eyes Radio Network growing. Great things are coming. January is a very hard month for me. I lost my mom January 27th.
Mm-hmm.
So I am, you know, it just seems like yesterday to me, but she said, son, no matter what, keep the station going. And that's what I'm doing. So we're here. We're on air, Mama. We're on air. Love you and miss you.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing you said January 27th, because my mom's birthday would have been January the 25th. Now, I lost my mom, you know, December the 15th, 10 days before Christmas. You know, and then I lost my niece December the 21st, 2023. Then my first cousin, I lost him Christmas Eve. So, you know, and it's just ironic, January is a very hard month. It's a very hard month because, you know, coming the 25th, I remember Mama, you know. I remember the song, I Remember Mama, you know.
Oh,
so,
yes.
So, you know, God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. So I'm grateful. January the 27th is a very phenomenal day of remembering your mom and that treasure box that you have. Now, I don't know anything about it. I don't know anything about it. I'm just going on what the Spirit has told me. That treasure box that you're holding with all of your memories of your mom and Papa's Six Eyes in it. Keep holding that treasure box and hold it close to your heart. Keep holding it because it is
ma'am.
A jewel. It is a jewel. It is a jewel. God bless you, Mr. Six. God bless you.
Thank you, man. Those things. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So it is now January 7th. How's everybody's New Year's faring so far?
Amen.
Everything's going.
Amazing.
It's going pretty
great. It's been great.
Great.
Yes.
Good.
It's been wonderful. Good. It's been wonderful.
Yes, it has. So good to be alive.
Yes, sir.
Yes, is that Godfather?
This is me, sir.
How you doing, sir? How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Always a pleasure. I don't know if you were on the line, but I said it's a good feeling to sit at the Elder Street. I don't know if you were.
Heard, sir.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Godfather.
Hello, sweetheart.
All right.
Yep, that trumpet. You want to say hello? That's trumpet. Yeah, hello to the people. And hello to you.
That's trumpet. Hey, trumpet.
Saying hello to you, buddy. You got fans. Yeah, so he's an orange and white tabby. If you remember Morris the cat from the Nine Lives, he's that color.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's a pretty cat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Old trucking.
That's how old is Trumpet?
Trumpet is 2.5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. 2.5 years old.
Oh, wow.
What about Baby Diamond?
Diamond?
Yeah, Baby Diamond.
I think Baby Diamond's around the same. I don't think she's. If she's older than Trumpet, it's not by much.
Mm-hmm.
Because we adopted.
Is that how do you count lives of cats? I know they say you count lives of dogs 7 years or something. You ask.
I don't know. Let's ask Alexa. Alexa, how do you count cat years? Oh, excuse me. Alexa,
no,
how
you
do you count cat years? Okay. So.
So you count it by how many? How many?
By four.
Well, okay.
Four years.
Uh-huh. So that means she's two, but we think she's six.
She's six.
I guess I'm right. Who knows?
That's right.
He's a happy cat. That's all I know. He has a lot of energy.
So wait a minute. If he counted by fours and he's two. So that means he's ten, Godfather.
No.
What? Years? Yeah. I guess he's two.
I stand to be corrected. I don't know.
Yeah.
I barely can keep up with my age.
Yeah, if you count it by two in these 4 years, so four times two is eight, and if he's two,
yeah, okay.
Wow.
I think you and I are the only cat owners on the line. I mislocked it.
Oh yeah.
I think so. I don't.
Well, that's all right.
Have you ever owned a cat, Godfather?
Long time ago. We had a cat. I had a dog. I had a collie dog that looked just like Lassie.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I did.
So you had a dog and a cat, Godfather?
Well, my mother and them had a cat. I had a dog. My dog was just like Lassie.
Mm.
Wow.
I would throw a ball and she'd bring it back to me. I mean, you know, she's
okay.
Great.
Okay.
Lassie was a pretty collie. That was a pretty collie. We had... We had two collies in the back of us. The lady actually on the next street, she had two beautiful collies. And
yeah,
I used to run and play with them because, you know, at the gate, I used to run and play. And that used to be fun until one of them got loose and almost scared me.
they're mostly bad. For children, though. They're more children dogs, really.
Yeah. I used to just run back and forth and just watch them, you know, run.
Right.
And that when that dog got loose, I was scared. He's not going to bite you.
He probably would have protected you, though, because he knows you a while. He probably would have protected you if somebody had got at you.
Mm-hmm.
He probably wouldn't let nobody bother you if he could help it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was a lot of fun. And she ended up... the lady ended up getting into an accident, and I remember they came and got the dogs, and she was coming home from work, and I don't know what happened, but she didn't make it, and I remember them coming to get the dogs.
Mm.
Yeah, no, it was a nice lady. She was a nice lady, and this is why we have to stop counting the days and make the days count.
That's right. That's right.
I know I think it was yesterday or the day before. You know, we buy our kids things to keep them out of the street, to keep it in the house.
Yes.
What can you
yes.
do when you got to drive by shooting and they shoot through the house and kill your kid? I mean, it's sad. You don't know what to do.
That's right,
yeah.
Grandfather.
I mean, mm-hmm. this young man was in the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't, and people holler, you don't let your kids go out and play. Well, you scared. They're not even safe in the house.
Yes, that's right, Godfather.
Not even at school. Look at that 17-year-old boy when he killed that 6-year-old boy and shut up some more
yes.
people. An hour.
Yes.
I forgot what about an hour. It just yes. lasts.
There's an hour.
And I
know
if that had been me, I would have fought myself, which I couldn't have sending my child to school that day. Definitely you're going to take the blame for something that you couldn't help.
That's right. That's right, Godfather.
Yeah,
right.
It's sad. When I hear stuff like that, it actually makes me cry.
Yeah.
Because that could be my child or my grandchild at that time. It's
that's
sad.
That's right, Godfather. That is
yeah.
right.
And it doesn't make any sense. You know, when you, first of all okay, so I know here, now people thought I actually got shot on air last year. We were doing a show just like y'all remember. I think everybody.
I remember that, Mr. Six. I remember that.
Yes,
that.
Ma'am. And when they shot
and what
that
happened,
gun,
I probably don't remember.
I don't know if he was on this night, Godfather, but you know everybody was you know talking about New Year's and being safe and you know
yeah.
you know if you're going to be drinking, get a designated driver and all that. And
yeah. Yeah.
as I'm talking, it either had to be above, below, or next door. When they shot that gun, Godfather, my ears rang for 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
and I could smell the gunpowder. So it was that close.
Yeah.
It probably damaged your eardrums a little bit, too.
Probably, you know, and all I got is
yeah,
my ears. So
did.
I got to, yes, sir, I got to keep them together.
Yeah, we have to.
You know, it's just ignorant.
It's scary.
You know. It is. And you have to
scary.
Think. Yes, sir. And you have to
I mean,
think
when
about
I go
those...
to church, when I go to church, I don't carry my wallet with me unless I'm in the car driving to church. I'm just frightened. I don't carry any money with me. They'll probably
right.
kill it in because I don't have it.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I mean, it's not like it was, you know.
Oh, no.
And you have all these people shooting these guns incorrectly.
Damn.
Now you figure if I shoot a gun, you shoot a gun. Now we're shooting 6 bullets, and then if we shoot again, that's 12 bullets. Now if
mm-hmm.
it's 20 of us shooting guns, 6 are better bullets. Those bullets come down. They have to come down.
They got to come down.
When those bullets come down, this is why people are going to church, get saved. Things happen in church. The bullet coming through the window, people leaving.
Yeah.
You know, good events, and these bullets got to come down, and they come down at you know the time they fall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they call it Murphy's Law, but
mm-hmm.
it just doesn't make any sense. If you're going to shoot a gun, you're supposed to shoot a gun in the ground. And make sure there's no obstruction. There's no, you know, sand. You're supposed to shoot in sand, not up in the air, because that bullet has to come back down.
It does.
And all these people shooting, I just, you know, just how many people have you killed shooting those guns incorrectly?
I don't know.
It just doesn't make any sense.
We had a lady here in Birmingham who was on the news. They arrested her because she left her gun where her child could get it, and he killed himself.
Mm.
I don't get. I'm sure it wasn't her intentionally, but the idea that the young child got the gun and, you know, he didn't know what it was for. You know,
mm-hmm.
he was literally shot himself.
Mm-hmm. And you know, mm-hmm. kids are they're little, they're impressionable. They see video games, they see cartoons,
mm-hmm.
you know,
uh-huh.
they don't know the difference. All they know, it's a gun, but they don't know, they can't tell a real gun from a gun.
Uh-huh.
Because their mind's not developed that much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some police can't either because kid had guns. They think it's a real gun. Some of these guns are made now that you can't distinguish them that easily from a real gun.
That's right. You cannot.
I don't know if you guys remember back in Cleveland. So this is about, God, I think it was 2000, in the early 2000s, is a gentleman by the name of Tamir Rice. Was at a rec center, and he had a gun, and he colored. Now the tip of the gun was bright fluorescent orange, but whoever, I don't know if it was him or if he got the gun from his friend, but they colored the tip of the gun. Mm-hmm. So when the police came, all they saw was him pointing the gun. They killed that boy. They didn't even stop the car. They just basically drove, killed the boy, kept going. Nobody tried to administer no help or anything. He was Tamir Rice. He was. I think he was like 12 years old, 11 or 12 years old.
Uh-huh.
You know, this doesn't make any sense. You got these fools out here doing donuts in the parking lot right now.
Oh, yeah. We got these speed breakers in certain areas of our city where there's a lot of children at, like where I work at. We got these speed breakers to break the speed zone all through the parking lot.
These people don't need to have no cars. I mean, they'll be better off giving you, myself, and Evangelist Clayton, you know, a driver's license if they're going to give it to them.
Don't give me one. I love living. Never mind. I'll do without it.
Yeah.
I can barely see in front of me. I definitely don't need one.
You better say it. And I ain't going to pull that. I'm not fascinated by guns. I'm not fascinated.
No, no, no. I didn't say a gun. No.
She's talking about cars.
I'm saying a car.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But you know, when I was coming up, I had guns. I had a holster set.
Godfather, you heard me?
I know. I'm not going nowhere with some of the people that can drive. I'm scared of them. So I'm not going with somebody else.
Exactly.
But, you know, as I said, when I was coming up, I had a cowboy gun, a holster set with two guns and shot caps, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we had those guns and stuff.
Mm-hmm. We did, yeah.
It was my idea to get a Rob Rogers suit, a Hopalong Caster suit with my holster set.
Lord Jesus.
Yeah, I remember that mom bought me guns and stuff.
Well, Godfather, did y'all have BB guns?
They did. I didn't. No, my mama didn't let me have one of those. But I had just the cap guns. We played cowboy and Indians and all that stuff. But
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I used to love that cap gun. Smell that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's
I used to love that.
Yeah.
And they was popular when I was coming up. Oh, boy.
They was popular, yeah.
You had your hostess and cowboy and Indians and all that stuff.
Yes, sir.
I think the last time I saw guns was when my son was coming up, and I bought him a gun that like a shot fired from the circus and stuff. After that, everybody didn't want their kids to have guns.
Yeah.
That trumpet that fell asleep that quick.
Huh?
Yeah, that's how they do.
Trumpet that fell asleep that quick. And he's snoring.
Snore like a grown man.
Does Pirelli snore?
Yes, he does. I was doing some paperwork earlier today, and I don't know why they always... When you're doing something, sit on top of a computer, get on top of your paperwork.
Oh, yeah.
And just. Yes, sir.
Yeah, he loves it. He just recently started doing that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, jumping on the equipment. I have to cover it up.
Exactly.
But he doesn't jump on the counters in the kitchen. He doesn't do that.
You know, I was looking at it the other day and, I come upon a question and say, "What does psychology?" I was searching, I found it, And it say, what does psychology say about people who love cats? It say here, cat people are more open-minded, and this is linked back to the fact that the cats are much more independent than dogs and tend to be less reliant on their owners or a stressful routine. It is even stated that cat people are more likely to lean toward the left when voting during elections. Let me. Yeah, I found it.
Okay. Kiss. I want to ask Kiss a question. Kiss, do you know a guy by the name of Ivory Patella?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
I know a guy named Ivory. I don't know his last name. Now, the Ivory, I know he's a bass player and keyboardist, and he'd be at the Site Center.
Mm.
His name is Ivory.
This guy's name is Ivory Joe Patella.
Okay.
Now, he may be, I don't know, but I asked him, and he knows you.
It probably is.
Now, Rena, I asked you, because if it is, he's my cousin.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
So next time you see him, just ask about Godfather.
Yeah, that's the okay.
He know you by Godfather.
I'm sure he does.
Okay.
That's the Godfather.
Okay.
He got two twin boys.
Gotta be him. TJ and God, what's the other one?
I can't think
TJ.
Of
it.
TJ Tyron.
I can't think of his name. Where
gotta
is that door?
I know he definitely got two twins. I know that.
Yeah, he got two twins. One of them have a little problem.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know, but he used to always tell me I spoiled the one that had a little problem.
That sounds about right.
You probably did, father.
Yeah, my kids tell me I've done their kids the same way I spoiled them. Well, I had to look at them every day like I had to look at them. That was different.
There's nothing wrong with
it. It was.
Okay, I tell them I talk to you. Okay. I know he's bad on that keyboard and bass.
Yeah, he can play. He can play.
I have a question. What type of person loves cats? Who would you all say?
I guess a cool guy like myself.
I guess.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just they're cool. I mean, cats are cool, and like I say, they don't want much. They don't want much. They just want to have a clean bathroom. They want to have food, fresh water, and they want to play. That's it.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Now I bought a harness. I bought a harness for Trumpet because Trumpet, and I'm no dancer I'm no dancer. I'm definitely no threat to Savion Glover at all. But Trumpet likes to, if I'm walking, he will just, fall out, right in front of me. So I have to, I'm literally making up dance moves trying to not step on him.
Yeah.
You know? And he just, that's just something he likes to do. And then he's faster than me, so he's walking. So by the time I start walking, he's already there. So I just have to step real careful when I'm walking. Because they're fast. They say a cat can run up to 30 miles per hour.
Wow.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. They probably came.
Yeah. And sometimes, so when it... Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
So sometime during the course of the day and even at night, they say when their voice change, they have what's called the zoomies. So they're running real fast, mm-hmm. their little voice changes, and that's just their playtime. That's their playtime.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he has a lot of fun, but like I said, right now he's sleeping, and he'll be up later on wanting to play.
Probably while you sleep, too. Do you ever get up when you sleep a lot?
Huh? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, when I be trying to get up. I try to get up, and he's right there.
Yep, that's right. And I tell you another thing about cats. They're good about time. They like, you know, a certain time they eat. That if you forget it, he'll come meow inside the bed to let us know I'm ready to eat.
Let me tell you what he did before I got his automatic feeder, because he has an automatic feeder now. But before I was James Evans before, because I hadn't got to Walmart yet to really get him no cat dish and cat bowl. So when I first got him, I just had I had two Chinese bowls from my Egg Foo Young.
Yeah.
And before I went to Walmart, that's what he had. I had his water in there, and I had his mm-hmm. food.
Yeah.
And one day I didn't wake up in time to fill that food up, and I heard somebody. You know, you hear somebody hit something, and I'm like, okay, what is that? Because I know I'm asleep. I'm like, I don't know what this mm-hmm. is. Heard it again, and it was him. His paw hitting the cat food.
Yeah.
He was hitting the bag.
All the cat food.
Yeah. And he was going to try to bite a bigger hole in there to get to it. I said, let me get up. I said, let me get up and
you
get
better.
Your food. Yeah.
So I know you had a mess on the end, so you got all that stuff.
Yeah. So now he eats at 8 in the morning. His breakfast is at 8 in the morning. His lunch is 1 p.m. And his breakfast, his dinner is 8:25 p.m.
Yes, sir. They know. I tell you. I mean, I know what you mean, and I know exactly what you're talking about. When they, our cat don't fall out in front of us when we're walking, but when you're walking, you walking by yourself, and all of a sudden you turn around and you start saying, "Yeah," little step on the chair, he's right up on you.
Yeah, they're fast.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, one time I got his tail. I felt so bad. I said, "Oh no," because it felt flat, and I said, "Oh my god!" And he was okay. I said, "Oh man."
Yeah, it makes me feel bad.
He was okay.
Thank God. Yes,
sir. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he's definitely a joy. He's definitely a joy. I have a lot of fun with Trumpet.
Yeah,
but now it's getting that harness on him, because, like I said, the harness got a little bell on it, and mm-hmm. then it has a little leash where I can walk him, you know, walk mm-hmm. him around.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay.
You know.
Okay. And it's not hard to do?
Well, they ain't got it on yet. I came very close, and he scratched me, so I said, we'll try again.
Yeah, they don't like to
be in the Yeah, put on my work gloves and try it again, because them little nails be hurting.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been scratched once. Yes, sir.
Hmm.
Yeah, them nails are. And, you know, and people that declaw their cats, I mean, that's inhumane. So... Even before I got Trumpet, I did research. I said, well, you know, what does it take to take care of a cat? And they got a whole little documentary on cats, you know, different kind of cats, how cats came about. A lot of the people used to use cats for ships, like on the ships, like the Titanic, had cats on there. You know, different, like when war was going on, they kept mm-hmm. down, you know, the rodents, you know, mm-hmm. so they had a lot of usage
yeah.
for those cats. And when I got the cat, I said, well, I want to, you know, be a good parent. So, you know, how to take care of them and, you know, what not to do. And
mm-hmm.
and you never should declaw a cat, because if you declaw a cat, it's like taking where our finger bends at the beginning of our finger.
Yeah.
When you declaw a cat, it's like taking a joint
mm-hmm.
from them, you know. So
yeah,
and if they ever get
they
out in the wild,
they can't defend themselves.
Yeah, yes, sir.
They can't defend mm-hmm. themselves. You can't do that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I said,
that's just like abuse. That's just like abuse.
Right,
mm-hmm.
but you got some people that do it. I said, no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they
do that.
Uh-uh. Trumpet is going to have his nails. He's
yeah,
going to have his nails. I just wear thick clothing.
Do you take them to have them filed and shaped and stuff?
Not yet. Mm-hmm. I got to get them to the vet to do that. I got to get them to
mm-hmm.
the vet to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I got pet insurance for him, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah, pet insurance.
Well, isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
Right.
He has fish pet insurance. I don't know why he called it fish, but I guess cats love fish, I guess. But it's called fish pet insurance.
Yes,
well,
sir.
I guess that's how you could insure fish, too.
Yeah.
He says fish, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
My son had fish when he was coming up.
Yeah, and they get real big.
He had
an
aquarium, but I'm not fooling with it. I told him quickly, you better take care of it because I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
The thing about the aquarium, if you get some Pelagios, they, you know, they the little black fish, and
mm-hmm.
they eat the algae. They eat the algae off the tank.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
keeps it together. My brother had he had fish growing up. He had piranhas growing up. The first time I started
things.
Getting, yeah, my father.
I want them.
Yeah, well, they didn't live long because it was wintertime like it was like now, and my father touched the water. He said that the water felt kind of cold, so he called himself turning the heat up. You know.
Oh no.
Yeah. So he called
no.
himself turning the heat up so the water can get kind of warm and
mm-hmm.
end up cooking the fish. He felt bad about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Right.
I guess the water has to be a certain temperature.
Kind of cold,
but he said,
yeah.
Yeah, he said it felt cold. He said, because they weren't really moving around much. So he thought the water was too cold.
Mm-hmm.
And he called himself turning the heat up, you know, and
mm-hmm.
end up, yeah. But when I started getting fish, I used to go, we used to have this store called Value City, and I used to get like $3 worth of fish and mm-hmm. the little Tetra food with the fish bowl. So when I get ready to go to a friend's house or go over to my cousin's house, I would take the fish and say, well, hey, these are my children, so I'm going to take the fish. Mom and Dad said, no, no, son, we'll watch the fish while you go. Have fun. We'll take care of the fish. So I said, okay, thank you. So started off with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that went from the actual fishbowl, one of my birthdays, I got a $10, I got a 10-gallon tank and started off with, I had, what did they give me? They got me three Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
Got three Oscars. And from there, one of them jumped out the tank. Now it was just me, my sister and brother. So we're trying to figure out, well, who jumped out the tank? Of course, they said I jumped out the tank. So I was the one that dried up and was in the floor. And then it went from there to there. I got a 20-gallon tank, and I had angel fish I had three angelfish. I had two gouramis. And we had this place called Squaw Rock. And I got two crawdads and a goldfish. And I kept those fish for the longest until I couldn't give the fish as much attention as they needed. So I give the fish to my cousin, and somehow she knocks the plant over into them.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, so that, yeah.
That put the end to them.
Yeah, yeah. And those fish grew up to be a nice size. They grew up to be a pretty nice size. The three angel, yeah, the three angel fish, the two gouramis, the crawdad was still around, and the goldfish.
Wow.
Yeah, so that ended my aquarium. Then later on, we got a dog. We got a dog. And Bandit cannot stay out of jail. Bandit kept getting picked up. And you pick them up, they hold them, but you got to get them out. You got to pay to get them out. And my father said, look, I ain't going to keep getting Bandit out now. So last time Bandit, I just cleaned up the house. And I told them, look, keep the door closed. I said, because Bandit, he's still little yet, you know. He's still little yet. He was a shih tzu. And of course, my nieces and nephews didn't listen, and they end up leaving that door open. Sure enough, Bandit got a loose, and never seen him again. Now, the one time he got loose, the lady, a couple streets over, had picked him up. And was cool, and she knew where we lived. So she brought the dog back, and she had fed him and everything, and that was real nice of her. But that last time that she brought him back, I said, I thank her for that, and we thanked her. But that last time I cleaned up, and I said, you got to keep these doors closed, because he's gonna get loose.
Mm-hmm.
I said, people ain't going to keep bringing him back. Oh, Uncle, you're old. You're ancient. You're old. Okay, well, sure enough, let him out that last time. We never seen him again. So that was the end of Bandit, and now we got Trumpet, and Trumpet ain't going nowhere. And if he is, he's going to be on that leash once I get that harness on.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
You will. You will. You will.
Yeah. So what was your biggest accomplishment for 2023? And in no particular order, but we always start with the queens first.
Accomplishment of 2023? Listen to God and, being saved. I mean, first of all, being saved and listening more to God, what he wants me to do and tells me which way to go. And in other words, just leading me. Just making it through, really. I mean, just being blessed and thankful and grateful to have our health and strength.
Yeah.
What's yours?
Making it because so many friends and family members left here. It was something. You know, everybody said, well, what's your biggest gift for Christmas? Breath. Any gift, we can get ourselves, for the children, let them still have the old nostalgia, of gifts and Santa Claus. But, somebody gets you something, be appreciative, be thankful, but just breath.
That's right. That's right. We need it.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. What event is Clayton, you say?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. What are these? Did she ever say anything? Or is this Clayton?
Well, you all were talking. You all were talking. You were talking. So I was waiting till you finished, but then when you asked us to speak, then I said I'll wait until he finished.
Yes, sir.
Nah. But my greatest accomplishment for 2023 is that God making me a bolder soldier and to stand firmly on his word. My accomplishment is that I don't do the same thing that I did the year before.
Okay.
The year before. And that my truth, I stand on the truth. My greatest accomplishment is to believe in myself before I can believe in anything or anyone else. And the accomplishment is to strive and persevere and press my way through in spite of situation, in spite of circumstances, in spite of people in general, you know, just standing on the word of God. And my accomplishment is to have faith and believe. My greatest accomplishment is that I don't walk the same, I don't talk the same, I don't do the same, I don't live the same lifestyle. And that my greatest accomplishment, again, is to stand firm. To stand firm in who I am and what I am. Amen. And my accomplishment, because I've always been this way, and I can't, it ain't for nobody else. It's, everybody has to get things for themselves. But the greatest accomplishment is that I never lost respect, no matter who an individual is. I never lost respect. I came up in what the young people say, you came up in old days. Well, I'm so glad that I came up. When I came up, I'm so glad that I came up with morals and values and respect. I've always, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir, Mrs., Mr. I always came up with morals and respect for others, no matter what you say. Well, I'm only 40 years old. I'm only 42. It's okay, because that's my value and that's my respect and that's my morals. I'm always yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. And then me and Godfather are the oldest one that's on this in this circle tonight, Godfather and I. And I don't harm Godfather. I yes sir, Godfather, Mr. Six. I don't say six or anything of that. That's to each his own. To each his own what they do. My values is my values. My morals are my morals, and my respect is my respect. And that's just like Elder Lockley. I don't call him by his first name because, see, I came, Mom and them taught us respect. We respect Miss Sue, Miss Jane, Mr. Jojo, Mr. Blow Blow, Mr. whoever that you are. I say yes, sir, no, sir. I say sir and no, ma'am, and yes, ma'am. That's me. To each his own. Those are my values. That's what I came up with, and those are my respect that I have. But not only black, but white, polka dot, creed, green, orange, male, female, it doesn't matter who they are. Respect goes to anybody. And then when you don't have respect, you know, you lose something. You lose something in the midst of it. Respect can get you what money can get you. I don't care what you got, what you drive, what you live in. Respect goes a long ways. And so that's what 2023 has taught me, to continue to be who I am in morals and in values. And that's what I take away from, no matter how old I get. I don't get older than my parents. No matter how old that I get, and no matter how old you get, it's morals and values that's going to stand. And I stand truthfully on the word of God. So that's what I take you know, that's what I take away. And that's what I bring into the 2024, is to be more humble, to be more respectful, and to love in spite of who we are. So that's my goal. Amen.
All that.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm for 2024, I mean, it's full of possibilities. I'm looking for greatness for us all. I'm looking for more posts on the Six Eyes Radio Network group. That's for all of y'all. More posts. That's what it's there for. Use it. I'm looking for more pictures of Pirelli.
Okay.
And and just more great things. More great things from you all. That's what I'm looking forward to. Because it's a year full of possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen.
Godfather?
Yes, ma'am.
What you doing?
Well, right now, sweetheart, I got up and I'm walking.
Amen.
I'm walking around in my apartment going to get me a Coke.
Me too. I just got me a Sprite. I mean, not a Sprite, but a Sprite.
I think I want cranberry juice, too. I think I'm going to drink cranberry juice.
Okay. Okay, that sounds good.
I'm going to finish up the last corner of my eggnog.
You know what? Here, I got something
I love
I've
that
never
stuff.
Opened. I'm going to pour a little bit of it out and freeze it and keep it for the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
okay.
You know, I wish they made it year-round. I don't know why they just make it seasonal.
Well, it's just a seasonal drink. Now, I did hear my nephew J.J. said, And Louisiana, they have it for the 4th of July. That would seem very strange for me to have eggnog for the 4th of July. But they do it down there, you see.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mardi Gras is going to be early this year because I think Easter is the first Sunday in April.
I think so this year, too.
I think that's what it is. So that means that the Jewish Passover is going to be early, too. So I get a day off of work.
Okay.
And I don't see why they don't, though, have the eggnog year-round. Because
yeah,
people
it's a tradition.
Do, you know, yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's a tradition. It's just,
yeah, somebody
it's
asked
just
Alexa,
like we don't play Christmas music all year-round. Well, I do sometimes.
That's true.
I'm going to take that back.
Yeah,
because
I'm sorry.
Somebody asked Alexa when did eggnog, when was it introduced?
Yeah,
hey,
that'd
Google.
Be interesting to know.
Hey Google, when was eggnog introduced?
Website.com. They say by the 13th century, monks were known to drink a pot with eggs and figs, milk, eggs, and sherry. Food was healthy, so eggnog was often.
In the 13th century.
Oh, wow.
That was when I was
a
little
time.
Boy. I remember that.
The 13th century, Godfather.
Yes, darling, I remember that.
Okay.
Let me stop fabricating. I'm just kidding. You know, I don't know that.
Now, when they say black don't crack, if you still sounded like this from the 13th century, you do
it. I know,
right.
You better say it.
Well,
the 13th century.
You know, we had this in Bible study one year. We talk about how old, what year. And I keep telling people, nobody really knows what year it really is. We don't know that. Nobody knows that, I don't think, but God. We don't know, because when the earth was formed, there was no human on earth in the beginning, and we really don't know when what year this is.
Let me see what Google got to tell us about this. Hey, Google, biblically, what year are we in at this time?
According to Wikipedia, according to tradition, The Hebrew calendar started at the time of creation, placed at 3761 BCE, the current, 2023-2024, Hebrew year is 5784. By this calculation, the end of the 6,000th year would occur at nightfall of the 16th of September, 2240, on the Gregorian calendar.
Now the Jews says it's 5,000 something too.
Uh-huh.
I know the Hebrew calendar is different, but I don't even know what that would be right, because we really don't know. Because when the earth was formed, there was no day put down when this earth was formed. All we know, it was created, heaven and earth, we don't know.
Well, he said from the beginning, so.
Well, there are some people that think the dinosaurs came before us, but how did they come before us?
I guess that could easily be done, but I don't know.
Right.
And you had some animals that was here that they're gone, you know.
But I just don't get it, because if the animals came along first, God did create the earth. That's the confusing part, because if he created the earth, then man was on earth.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's
the confusing part. It probably was before man was on earth.
Yeah.
Because. As I understand, one time all the continents were connected together. Water didn't separate them, as I understand.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Something to think about.
Yeah. Most definitely.
And like we said, Eve bought Adam. An apple. We don't know whether it was an apple or not. The Bible said no, there was an apple.
It didn't say nothing about an apple.
It didn't say nothing.
It just said the tree of knowledge.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but we just said an apple.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also hear, too, that Eve was his second wife, that Adam had been married before.
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know where you can find it, but it was discovered. I think her name was Lillian or something like that, but he supposed to have had another wife before Eve.
Mm.
Now, how true is that? I don't know now. It's hearsay. But I think I talked to my minister, because it's strange that the other Bibles was never included in the Bibles, the other Bibles that are missing. It'd be quite interesting to know what those books says too. And you never hear a minister talk about those books of the Bible. They're just suppressed.
Are you talking about the lost books, Godfather?
Yeah, well, yeah, they say they're lost, but they're here.
Yeah, but...
But we don't use them. Nobody never talks about them.
The Bible has more...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. The Catholic Bibles have more chapters in it. I can't remember how many more. It's more than, was it 66? Yeah.
We have 66 books of the Bible.
Yes, but the Catholic Bible has more books in it. I want to say it's 80 something. I can't remember, but I know it has, and I might have a Catholic Bible. I have to look it up. Let me see. I can tell you. Hold on.
And they said part of songs was missing. And I asked the minister about it. He said, well, if we just obey what we got, we'll be doing fine. I had to laugh because he's telling the truth.
And I want to say this. I was going to say that I've heard about the lost books and the other different books, but if we have 66 books, if we have 66 books in the King James Version Bible,
right?
We have 66 books. We ain't doing nothing with the 66, and then if he gave us 20, 30, 40, 50 more, what you going
to
do?
It would be interesting to know what they were.
I think it would be just like the covenant, you know, when they were preparing to go around the covenant, that they couldn't stand the covenant because it was too powerful, you know, and it just may knock the mess out of so many that aroma till they may not be able to stand the power because the heat got so hot. They turned it up till they couldn't even look. They couldn't even look in at the covenant, you know. So I just think that if that was something that God wanted us to know, that He would gave it to us. And I still say again, we got 66 books, and you find so many books in the dust or got dust on top of it that ain't nobody picked it up. And doing nothing with it. You're not doing anything with the 66 books that you have. You have now.
Yeah.
That's right at hand. And you cannot abide and follow the commandment. You cannot follow from Genesis to Revelation, from the beginning to when he said it is finished. It is finished. Mm-hmm. In the book of Revelation. And we're not doing anything with the 66 books that at hand. What make us so curious till we want to know what the other books is when you're not doing anything with the books he had put in hand for you to do something with? That's just my take on it. To each his own, you know. And I think if God wanted us to know anything else, he would have put it beforehand.
Well, they are here. Yeah. The other books are here.
Yep.
They're just not being utilized.
Well, who can get one?
I think anybody can get them, if I'm not mistaken.
What
are they called? It's just not included with the 66 books of the Bible.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Okay,
I think they're printed. I'm not sure, but what I hear, they are. But they're not talked about or anything.
Yeah.
Well,
that's my take on it. You know, if God wanted us, you know, they definitely, you have prominent prophets, apostles that would. But I just say again, you're not doing nothing with what he has given you at hand, simplified and down to the lowest common denominator, you know.
Well, I agree with that. Knowledge is power, and I know that in my studies in the Bible, the Catholic Bible has 72 books in it. The Ethiopian Bible is the oldest and most complete Bible on earth. It was written in, an ancient dead language of Ethiopia, and is nearly 800 years older than the King James Version and contains over 100 books. Compared to the 66 books of the Protestant Bible. I have a book when I was in college because we had to do, attending a Christian college, we had to take a Bible class and we studied the different religions and everything. So I did remember that the Catholic book had more books in it, but it is, like I said, the Ethiopian Bible has over 100, just for knowledge. And if my memory serves me correctly, the books that I want to say it's the British, it's one of the groups. The books that they did not want us to read, they took out of the Bible. So that's what happened with the rest of the books. But and they call them the lost books. So they only have in there what they want us to read, which is like it's controlling what those books, you know, what those books were about. But they can be found, or there is some knowledge on them somewhere. I don't have a copy of the Ethiopian Bible, but I did, like I said, I did get some information on the Catholic Bible. And let me see. Then it says some Protestant use Bibles, which also include an additional 14 books in a section known as the Apocrypha, I think that's how you pronounce this, which will bring the total of 80 books.
Wow.
And Missionary Ken or Pastor Bonnet may have more information on it, but that I did know.
So you're saying there's 76, let me see, hold on. I looked at 70, that too, are you okay? Mm-hmm.
72, and some say 73 books in the Catholic, and that's if, it says if the Lamentations is separate from Jeremiah, then it would be 73.
Okay. I was looking at, I put in there how many, I thought you asked a question about how many books that, how many books in the Catholic Bible, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I found something that say the Catholic Bible is composed of 73 books, and then it's got an Old Testament of 46 books, including
right.
seven Deuteronomy Code. That's what you were saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then 27, and then I think it's 27 in the new.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
book.
Right. I think it's 27.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. Yes, ma'am. You're right.
Mm-hmm. And it's I'm looking at this now. It says which Bible has seven missing books. Did you know that the Catholic Bible contains seven books that are not included in the Protestant Bible?
Mm-hmm.
And these are special books of the Bible. Sirach, Wisdom, Tobit, Maccabees.
I heard of Maccabees.
Mm-hmm. In addition to Daniel and Esther.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Containing harrowing stories of the family, resurrection,
mm-hmm.
and prayer.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I said that's very interesting.
And I had in the library one time I had found, I think it was the Torah.
Yeah.
I think I had found that, and I know somebody else was waiting on the book that I was going through, so I had to turn it back in, and I could never get that book back.
Oh, goodness.
But I said, I try to study the different religions just so that I have knowledge with what I'm doing, I plan to be able to design medical equipment, and I want to be international with it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes, ma'am.
You know, part of my studies, you know, I just wanted to know because you never know who you're going to do business with.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I never want to disrespect anybody's beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes,
it was just knowledge for myself.
Well, isn't there five books of the Torah, or am I wrong?
Let me
I may
see.
Be wrong. I'm not sure.
I'm looking it up now. Okay. The Torah contains narratives combined with rules and instructions in Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. So that would be five.
Okay. I thought I was right. I wasn't sure.
Mm-hmm. Five. Yes, five books.
Five books of the Torah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But what confuses me a lot with the Old Testament and New Testament, I think it says somewhere where, I don't know, it's confusing that the New Testament is what we're supposed to really go by now, and the Old Testament, it's kind of confusing because, I don't know. I've been telling my minister, I'm just confused because we got the Torah. I mean, we got the Old Testament, and then we go back and we refer from the New Testament back to the Old Testament. So I'm just confused about it, a lot of it.
Well, the Old Testament, you know, with Moses' laws, you know, the laws.
Right,
the laws were,
right.
They were different than our laws today. Now, man-made laws. These are man-made laws that we have to abide by, you know, that's just like in the book of Leviticus that talks about man should not live with another mankind, a woman should not live with another mankind. But you look at man's law has made it legally. In man's, but in the sight of God, it's not legal. That's not, you know, he said a man shall not, a woman shall not. And it says also tell us to honor thy father and thy mother. And he also tells us that we should do unto others to have them do unto us. So we got, you know, we can reflect back to the Old Testament and some of the Old Testament or are right in hands now, you know, has stories have already been foretold. Manifestation has already occurred. You know, and things that are going on right now in our society, wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes in various places, those things have already been foretold even before we knew, and those things are occurring right now. You know,
they are.
Mother's land with sons and father's land with daughters, all those things was done. And then even back in the biblical days where they offered the women, but those men wanted the little boys. They wanted those same things are going on in our churches now. Look at how the big renowned names has came to the forefront now. A big mega church where people like to go roam at the big mega churches, and people want to get into something that they unaware. You have to be careful. Because when you go to digging and you go to digging into something, get into something that you can't handle, and then you're confused, you are more even confused. But look at what's going on now. Look at the name that at four hands now. The great T.D. Jakes, the great Joyce Meyer, the Creflo Dollars. Look at all these big names that have come to be at forefront now, You know, and the late Bishop Eddie Long, you know, and Dr. Summers, you know, things that are going on now where pastors land with deaconesses in the churches and you know, so many things now are going on with the little boys and little girls in the churches now too. And parents have dropped the ball to are they going with the pastor? Are they going, but you don't know what's happening. All you know, the son or your daughter going with the pastor, you know, mm-hmm. or your neighbor or so-and-so, so them going with the pastor. But then if, because we dropped the ball, we're so busy trying to see something else instead of seeing what is at hand right now, that is at hand, where you need to be mm-hmm. right now. You know, so we just so busy trying to be nosy. And you stick your nose in something, you go to finding something. You go to looking for something, and it appears. Nose in this brain, you guess what you're looking for. That's what you're looking for. And then when you get it, you can't handle it. It overwhelms mm-hmm. you. It breaks you down. Breaks you down. So, you know, that just goes, that's just a realm of manifestation showing that these things are to come to pass. These things that's happening, it's no surprise. It's nothing. It's a surprise to us because we took our eyes off, just like Peter. If Peter had kept his eyes on Jesus, instead of keeping his eyes on something else, what to focus in on he was thinking, he would have never began to think. But he took his eyes off because he was interested mm-hmm. in something else, you know. Mm-hmm. So things are just being foretold. It got to come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
The word is true, and anything else is a lie. You know, I remember saying the Bible is right and somebody's wrong. The Bible is right. So we you know, sometimes we don't want to take the hard knock. But we got a hard knock, and we have to go through the hard in order to accomplish the song. So, you know, that just goes to show the Bible is being fulfilled. And we can't handle what is being fulfilled because, you know, we look at, you know, it's our next door neighbor, maybe in our back room, you know. Just like, who was that gay that I don't know if that was Mr. Six or somebody. No, somebody said that they were smelling. No, Godfather, you said that you were smelling the stuff from the cap going, where somebody had actually got shot.
No, that was Kid said he was smelling it from the cap going.
Yeah, Mr. Six.
Yeah, he
said
he was. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I remember last year that the gunfire went off, and we was right here on the 6 Eyes Radio Network. We was here.
Mm-hmm.
The Six hit that flow so hard, and we didn't know what it. We asked Mr. Six, "You all right? You all right?" Somebody next door, a real gun,
and he was on the fourth floor.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I remember last New Year's, this lady set the apartment on fire, and my alarm went up.
Hey,
I thought there was just somebody. Got some cooking and them, and this lady don't set the place afire. It took them about 8 or 9 months to get this building back straight.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I remember, mm-hmm. Father.
You
remember
me telling you that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I remember. So close.
And
so
I was
close,
on the second floor.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't stay out of mind. I got a little water. But it messed up the stuff in my bathroom, and I had to mm-hmm. listen to that thing blow that. Oh, gosh, I was glad when that was over with.
But just think, Father, Mr. Six was on the fourth floor, and they have to come down. You know, you have to come down past those other floors. That's crazy. That's crazy. You running for safety, and then you run into stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was on the second floor, so I could hit the side door and went straight out there, bang to the street.
Yeah, I remember you. Yes, sir, I remember. Mm-hmm. And that was scary right there.
Yeah. And she done went to sleep and left the stuff and it burned, and they were beating on the door to get her. She burnt the apartment black.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
And they forgot to put her out of here, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't put her out?
They won't for less. Yeah.
Sure they put her out of here. They evicted her.
If you do that, if you set the apartment on fire, they usually put you out.
Yeah. And I looked at one guy. I looked at one guy, and they was telling all, it was so sad, they feel sorry for us. I said, I do too. I said, but if that had been one of those visually impaired people, they would expect that out of us. But since it was her, they said they were just shocked. She shouldn't have done that.
Right. Right. I'm sorry. I had to laugh because.
What they do. I mean, I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah.
They come to my apartment. No. Your apartment is clean. I said, well, thank you. But they just, they don't expect that we're supposed to be able to clean up.
Charles has one of the cleanest apartments in the building, too.
Wow.
He take out his own trash. He do his own stuff. He doesn't have a maid.
I clean, but I ain't say it's spotless like some, but it's clean. Mine's is clean. Now, my nephew that Evangelist Clay, no, now he's spotless.
Yeah.
Him and my mother could have lived together good. They're spotless. I can't do it. He said, if you come to my house, you're going to stay with me. I said, no, sir. I'm staying in a hotel. Can't do it. I'd be in a nervous wreck if I stayed there.
Because it's probably what people say about me. And I have OCD.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, ma'am.
My
up.
Mother was like that too, but mine is clean, but I'm not a radical about it. It's clean.
Yeah, Charles has OCD too, I think.
He does. It's that weird meow. The trumpet is up now. He's up. And
He just got a nap then, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
It wasn't that. I thought he'd be asleep a little bit longer than that.
Well, Godfather, I wanted to share this with you, if you don't mind.
Sweetheart.
Okay, 7 reasons to study the Old Testament. The first one is the Bible is incomplete without the Old Testament.
Okay, I agree.
2, the Old Testament presents great truths about God and humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I agree with that too.
The Old Testament provides the historical setting out of which Christianity and the New Testament emerged.
Okay.
4, the Old Testament instructs believers concerning the person and work of Jesus and the promise of the Messiah.
Yeah, it does it.
Okay, 5, the Old Testament presents spiritual truths and lessons that are applicable for Christians. 6, the Old Testament lays out the foundation for biblical prophecy. I agree with that too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
7, the Old Testament is God's breath and profitable. God present and profitable. It says, Paul declares that all scriptures is God breath and profitable for teaching, reproof, correction, and training in righteousness. 2 Timothy 3:16, when he wrote these words, he was referring to the Hebrew Bible. If Christians neglect the study of the Old Testament, they won't be as proficient in the service of our Lord as they would be otherwise be through a working knowledge of practical and applications of the Hebrew Bible, is what it says. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to share that with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I just, because I know, I'd be kind of inquisitive because I work for Jewish people, and I worked for them for years, and That's why I'm kind of familiar with the Torah and stuff.
And they
holidays never come the same time like ours. Like we expect Christmas to come on the 25th and stuff like that. But their days never come, even their New Year's never comes at the same time.
Yeah. And it's like that in certain countries too. They celebrate like Mother's Day different from the same time we do.
I think the Chinese New Year is like a couple weeks after ours.
They have a long celebration too.
Okay.
Something else, not every country does the time change. You know
how what?
I said not every country does the time change when we spring up and fall back.
Oh, yes, yes.
They don't, not every country does that either.
No, because right now it's about, I think Israel's about 7 hours ahead of us. And I think England's about six, if I'm not mistaken.
I always wish
if I had a good eyesight that I could get so high up that I could look over in one part of the world where it's night and other part there would be light. There would be something to see.
Well, Godfather, it's about 1:30 our time. Now you go over there to Africa, you'll be in the day.
I'm well enough. I'm fine.
I'll tell you. Yeah.
It would have been something to see those pyramids in Egypt. They say, now Shaq is 7'2".
Uh-huh.
It said he looked like an ant standing in front of from that pyramid. He looked like an ant. So if he looks like an ant, I guess we'll be knee-high to a June bug.
And, you know, it's funny how they preserve bodies as long as they do.
Yeah.
And they didn't. They just use spices and herbs and stuff, and they
preserve the bodies.
Yeah.
Like yeah, they got King Pharaoh and all that stuff over there, written stuff.
They still look good.
Yeah, they do. And the thing that would amaze me if I had been back there to see that the Nile River turned to blood. That would have frightened me to death.
I never heard that.
Yeah. The Nile turned to blood. It was one of the plagues that hit Egypt. It turned to blood.
Sure did.
What caused that?
Because God got angry with him. He told him to let his people go. And they wouldn't do it. And he put all them plagues on them. And they still were so bullheaded and go. So what he did, when he finally let them go, when Pharaoh's army got out there in the middle of the sea, he drowned it all up.
Wow.
Yeah. He drowned it, every one of them. And I see he didn't go out there. He sent them, but he didn't go.
That's interesting right there.
Yeah.
I hope you all join us tomorrow for the Six Eyes Gospel Show, where they're every Sunday, where you get to praise on without leaving the house. That's 12 Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, and 10 Pacific, Six Eyes Gospel Show. Hope you all join us, 424-243-9617.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. My good hanging out with you all tonight. It was a feeling.
Yes. Yes, it was definitely a pleasure having you all. Hope for your return next week.
Yes,
and
sir.
We can have more of these. I mean, it felt good. We didn't play one song.
Yeah.
And we had great conversation. That's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
It'd probably been better if I took my dumb self off the line. You might have been better off.
What, Godfather?
You might have been better off if I had kept my dumb self off the line.
Oh, no.
Don't say that.
Okay, I won't say that.
Okay. You are awesome. You are awesome, Godfather. You're an awesome, awesome man. And it's
That's
a pleasure
right.
to be. It's a pleasure to be in your presence.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
But just don't forget like I do, then you'll be all right. I put down some. I can't find it. Forget where I done put it.
But guess what? You put it down and we signed it, didn't we? We told you where it was at. You just had to relight and went right back, and that's where it was.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe I done that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It happened. It happened to the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I did.
Beautiful thing. Mm-hmm.
But you went back and it was right there, so you didn't
have
to.
Yeah, I found it right now. So I was looking there, and there it was.
There it was. Mm-hmm.
I said,
I told you it was too close for comfort. It was looking at
it
you.
It was.
Just relax. Mm-hmm. And there it was. Yeah, and you didn't have to go cancel nothing. Thank God for that.
Yeah.
Thank God for that.
Well, I'm going to let y'all go. This your phone is going out on me, so I'm going to have to let y'all go.
Yeah, we're all about to get out of here. Well, I want everybody to have a safe and beautiful night. Like I said, it's a pleasure you all coming. Godfather, Evangelist Clayton, the Lockleys, Tony, the rest of everyone, AJ, keep your head up.
Mm-hmm.
And Tony, continue to feel better, and everyone else. Good night. God bless. You just enjoy
good night, y'all.
Clean night. Have a great night.
Good night.
Good night.
Love you all.
Good night.
God bless you all.
Yes. Enjoy kicking it with Six Eyes and the crew. Good night, America.
Good night.
Good night. Good night, world. Good night, universe.
Good night.